Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Mark chapter 10, verses 29 and 30. Jesus said, "I assure you that everyone who has given up house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or property for my sake and for the good news will receive now in return 100 times as many houses, brothers, sisters, mothers, children and property, along with persecution. And in the world to come, that person will have eternal life." As Jesus moved towards Jerusalem and his death on the cross, he spoke increasingly about the costliness of discipleship. He did nothing at all to make following him sound glamorous and attractive. However, he also wanted to make it clear that the costly path of following him would be generously rewarded. Our generous God is no one's debtor. Jesus' words became literally true for those early disciples. Many of them would have been rejected by their families, but as they entered the family of God, they suddenly discovered brothers and sisters wherever they went, and homes were flung open to greet them. This was the Apostle Paul's experience, who, in his final greetings in the letter to the Romans, spoke of the mother of Rufus as being like a mother to him. In another place, he referred to Onesimus as his son. The certainty of reward was also matched by the guarantee of persecution. Jesus saw this as inevitable. This was the experience of his own life, and he was sure that it would characterize his followers' lives as well. This may all sound very heavy and forbidding, but we need to remember the words of Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, that it was for the joy set before him that Jesus endured the cross. There's nothing pleasant about persecution, but it was the certainty of joy that kept him going. The ultimate reward is eternal life. Life here on earth is very brief. As James put it in his letter, "Your life is like the morning fog. It's here a little while, then it's gone." But God offers us a new life which begins now and which will never come to an end. When we see our lives as part of the big landscape of eternity, it should help us to see our present challenges and difficulties in their proper context. Following Christ will be tough at times, but when we keep our eyes on the big picture, we can only be full of joy and hope. Let me pray with you. Lord Jesus, thank you for your generosity to us today and for all eternity. Thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. The talks are also available on podcast, which of course you can access at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. Have a great day.